So there are a variety of reasons as to why we complete an assessment addendum, one of which is when new clinical information emerges during the course of treatment. So let's say, for example, you complete your full assessment on February 8, 2000, and the consumer denied substance use at the time. Your full assessment is signed, finalized, and housed in the clinical record. A few months later, on August 8, 2000, the client starts to disclose additional substance use information and history. So unfortunately, we can't add this information onto an already finalized assessment that's now housed and signed in the clinical record. So this is when we pull in an assessment addendum. So as the client starts to disclose this information, we start to include this information onto the assessment addendum. So the information here that the client is disclosing is alcohol use, in which the consumer drinks six beers per day, 7 days per week for the last 3 years, and two, marijuana use, two joints every night for the past year. Consumer now admits that his substance use is a problem due to him being at risk of eviction for violating housing rules regarding substance use and being at risk of being violated by my PO. As a result, the consumer reports that he would like to stop using both marijuana and alcohol. Note that this information is important, and it does unfortunately happen where the client may not feel comfortable at time of assessment. However, later on in treatment starts to disclose more and more information. So again, should this be the case, an assessment addendum would be pivotal. A quick note to remember, please document the appropriate category that you're adding additional information. So you could see here in red, if I were to complete an assessment addendum, the information I'm updating is the substance use and abuse information. So that's what I note in my assessment addendum. So again, this is information that may impact the client's diagnosis, being that we may need to add a secondary of substance use, and we may potentially need to add an objective in the client's treatment plan to address possible substance use resources. So an assessment addendum ensures that we're following the clinical loop of documentation. Since we can't add additional information onto a full assessment that has been signed and finalized, the assessment addendum ensures that we capture relevant clinical information that will then be housed in the clinical record. Please also note that in addition to an assessment addendum, since this is substance use related, you may need to complete a co-occurring disorder assessment to further assess for substance use.